The Apex, at the corner of Broadway and Lombard, was the last X-rated movie house in Baltimore. It opened in the 1940s as a traditional cinema, but has been showing adult films since 1972. It gained some notoriety when it was featured in John Waters' film Cecil B. Demented, but it goes on the auction block today. Frank Tyack, who has worked there for the last 4 years, said he and the customers don't want to see it go.
We've been around for 40 years, and a lot of our customers are asking, since this is the last theater of its type, where are they going to go?
Apex owner Issa Mufari declined to comment, but the Apex outlived all of the other adult theaters in Baltimore, as well as VHS, DVD, and until now, the internet. Last night may have been the last screening. The movie was Men in Uniform.
Every Thursday is gay day, so we're showing gay movies on Thursdays. And this will probably be our last showing gay movies.
Tyack said the Apex is vital to the neighborhood and the city.
It is a landmark to be the last one of its kind. I just wish that whoever does buy it, if it sells, that they keep it open.
Baltimore native Lindsay Davis views the Apex as just one more memory of the Baltimore layout that will go the way of the Bromo Seltzer Tower.
It's a piece of the history, so it's part of the landscape that I grew up with.
But Colin Kramer, a stay-at-home dad who lives three blocks away, said the theater is an eyesore.
Those times have passed. It's not really, it doesn't really fit in with the community that has kind of developed on Broadway.
He said he doesn't truly believe that people will be sad to see it go.
People are going to talk about it like it was some kind of great historical landmark that we all miss terribly. But, you know, once it's gone and if it's replaced with something even a little bit better, let it go. I don't think anyone will miss a porno theater.
Auctioneer Andy Billig said 10 to 15 parties have expressed an interest in the space so far.
We've had groups interested in it to turn it into a live theater, to have local shows. We've had interest from people of turning it into housing, to studios. We had another group that was interested as a potential church.
Billig said that there doesn't seem to be a need for adult theaters anymore.
I mean, if you want to watch something like that, you just go online and do it.
That's Taki Basil, a chef who is moving his culinary skills to the new Daily Grind Cafe and Grill on Lombard Street, just two blocks from the Apex.
I think it's going to be good for the neighborhood, you know, because it was kind of a nuisance to this area.
He said he has high hopes for what will become of the theater.
Hopefully some good businessmen are going to buy it and do something great for the neighborhood.
The auction is scheduled for 11 a.m. today at the Apex, with an inspection for interested parties at 10. I'm Joey Kahn, reporting in Fells Point for 88.1 WYPR.